Hello, good day. Welcome to another episode of Keeping It Real with Somi. And today's episode is going to blow your mind away. It's going to be so amazing. Anyways, if you're a new convert, this podcast is for you. And on this episode, I'm going to be keeping it 100. I'm going to be real with you and I'm going to tell you practical ways on how to build your relationship with Christ. These are guidelines I had to adapt, and they have been so helpful. I decided to share. These are not things that haven't been practiced. These are guidelines that I practice, I stick to, and they have yielded results for me. I told you in the previous episodes of how everything has been with me since I started my intentional walk with Christ, and these are the guidelines that I had to adapt. I had to put in place, you know, to become disciplined, to get to understand the journey that I was on. Now, one of the first things I had to put in place was to have a set prayer time. You know, what this does is that it allows you to be consistent, and consistency is key when you're building your relationship with Christ. Like, I believe it's better to plan to study or pray than to not study or pray at all. You know, I'd rather tell myself, okay, every day I'm going to study by 12 p.m. than to just, you know, leave it to how my day flows, to like, okay, let's just see how tomorrow goes. If it goes well, I'll just study whenever I'm free, you know. And before you know it, it's night time and you haven't opened your Bible at all. But when you tell yourself, okay, you set your alarm by 12 p.m. I'm going to study my Bible for 30 minutes, by 1 p.m. I'm going to pray for 10 minutes, you know, it helps you to stay focused. It helps you to maintain discipline. Remember in the book of Daniel how Daniel prayed 3 times a day? He had a prayer schedule. Like, you could read up Daniel if you want to understand what I'm saying more. But then the thing about all this is to find the time that's effective for you and stick with it. I, for one, I don't joke with my early morning study and prayer, because that's like when I wake up, my whole subconsciousness is just like awakening and the house is quiet. There's no external distractions. My dad is not calling me to do something. You know, it's just me, my Bible, and my God. So when I wake up, the first thing I do, though sometimes we get distracted and we pick up our phones, but then when I wake up, though, the first thing on my list is to, you know, read my devotional and just meditate on it, read the Bible verses, and I just pray. And then it just aligns, because a few minutes later, maybe 10-15 minutes, the whole family wakes up and it's time for the morning devotion, and you know, day just kicks off from there. So you just have to find a balance, find the time, you know. And the truth is that when you set up alarms, when you set up reminders, they have a way of bringing you back, because we get distracted as human beings. Like, sometimes when I set my alarm, I'm going to pray by 12 p.m. and maybe I'm in the living room watching a movie with my siblings, or I'm working, or I'm probably doing something for my mom, and I may have forgotten that I said I was going to pray by 12 p.m. but then my alarm rings and it's like, oh my God, prayer time. And you know, I just quickly wrap up what I'm doing and I head to pray. Or you could snooze it for like 10 seconds, you know, to just round up what you're doing, and you know, you go do what you have to do. Prayer is key and it shouldn't be taken lightly. It should not be taken lightly if you're really, really sure you want to embark on this journey with Christ. Like, you need to be intentional, and prayer is the number one key to that journey. Secondly, this might seem trivial, but it's very important. You know, it's like one of the small things that make big things. Streamline your playlist, guys. Like, incorporate more worship and praise songs into it. Let me tell you something, yeah? There was a time when I couldn't stay without listening to secular music. Like, I used to be a Malian fan. You know, thinking about it, those were crazy times. But I couldn't stay a day without, like, putting on my Apple Music, you know, blasting to songs. I used to feel like I was the e-girl. But then, now, it's really rare to see me and not hear me singing or praising God or listening to songs. And this was a habit I had to cultivate, you know. I even created a special playlist on my Apple Music for my worship songs. Then I have a praise playlist. I share with my friends. Sometimes we chat and I just send them. I'm like, Fafa, have you listened to your praise playlist today? And I just remind them. So you have to streamline your playlist. Like, you have to incorporate more worship songs into it. Like, it has to become a lifestyle to listen to these songs, because they become a part of you, and before you know, you're doing laundry and you just start to worship him. You know, you're making dinner and the song pops up in your head. Like, you can't achieve all this if you don't streamline your playlist. Like, music has power over us, fam. Like, don't let this world deceive you. That is just, it's just some lyrics, just some beats. It is not some beats. Music has power over us. That is why when you listen to an advertisement, there's like, there's this jingle, and whenever you hear that jingle in your head, or maybe when you're walking and you hear the jingle, your brain takes you to that advert, because you're like, oh no, that's for that advert. Like, it just, it registers in your brain. So music has power over us. So you have to be careful the kind of songs you let into your heart. You know, if you feed your spirit things that are contrary to the word of God, then you're going to produce outcomes that are contrary to the word of God. And let's not forget that you are on an intentional journey with Christ. So if you're not listening to songs that are helping you grow on that journey, helping you move forward in that journey, that's like defeating the whole aim, you know. So if I'm listening to music that is always talking about sex, sorry about that, if I'm listening to music that's always talking about sex and I'm not married, you know, I'm going to be thinking about sex. And it's not that sex is a bad thing or wanting is an unbiblical thing, but it's a healthy desire that God gave us. Yeah, you know, he gave us this healthy desire, this healthy feeling, so that when you get into marriage, you know, it helps you get closer to your partner, helps you procreate and all. But when you are constantly feeding this desire, you know, these fleshly desires, and that's the only thing you want to, like, you know, grow, it hurts your spiritual life. Like, it begins to hurt your spiritual life, and you won't know it. David wrote in Psalm 31, no, is it 31? He wrote in Psalm 34 verse 1. Yeah, Psalm 34 verse 1. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. That should be our desire as Christians, you know. Let his praise continually be in your mouth. Let his thoughts be in your head. Don't always think of things of the world, because you just need to build your spiritual life. And these things, these fleshly desires, have a way of hurting your spiritual life. Like, I would admit that it's hard speaking to this, but our actions, they show where our hearts truly belong. So if you feed your heart with things of the world, you produce things of the world. Like, there's no hard feelings, but it's just the truth, fam. If you feed your heart with things of the spirit, things of the Holy Ghost, you will produce godly results. There are no two ways about it. Like, take into consideration the kind of music you listen to. Like, be wary of it. Be careful. Don't just say, oh, it's just Trace, or oh, it's just some music, some beats. Take into consideration the kind of music you listen to. Like, observe. Take time to streamline your playlist. I'm not saying do not listen at all. I'm not saying when your sibling puts it up or when someone plays it beside you, like, oh my God. No, just, you know, be intentional about the kind of songs you listen to. That's all. Another thing is to examine your company, and this is one thing that is always so underrated with Christians. You know, even the Bible says that do not be unequally yoked. Do not be unequally yoked with someone who doesn't believe in the same faith with you. Like, as a Christian, yeah, do not be close friends with someone who's not a Christian, not because of the person is a bad person or the person is evil. Nah, you guys don't just believe in the same things, and it's at some point you start to compromise, you know. At some point you start to let go of what you really believe in, all in the sake of being a good friend. You don't know when you start to compromise on what you believe in to what he believes in or she believes in. So I always advise people who are on an intentional walk with Christ, like, do not be friends with someone whom you're unequally yoked with. Like, if you guys don't believe in the same thing, if you guys don't hold the same beliefs, then just, you know, maintain distance. Like, even the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 5:9-13, hang on, let me read it out. because I don't know the whole thing. I have to read that from the Bible. He says, hang on. Okay. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, you know, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or with the extortioners, or with the idolaters, for then must ye need go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such a one, not no one to eat. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? But them that are without God judgeth. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. Pay attention to verse 13. It says, but them that are without God judgeth. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. You know, Paul made it clear to us to stay away. He also said that we should, as Christians, we should avoid people or Christians who still do these things. You know, most Christians know that this thing they do is wrong, but they still do it. And Paul makes it clear to us to stay away from them, because they are the ones you need to be wary about. He's not saying we are better than them. He's not saying we are righteous than them. You know, but then you just have to be wary of them. There's a difference between falling into sin and making a lifestyle out of sin. Those are two different things. And that's what Paul wants us about. Like, he says, stay away from that Christian who tells you it's okay to sin. It is never okay to sin. You know, we have some Christian youths now who tell you, yeah, I believe in God, but then they're still having sex, they're still doing all kinds of things, you know. Like, those are people you should be wary about, because I don't see how you know that this thing is wrong, but you still do it. Like, it's never okay to sin. It doesn't matter if you have known these people all your life. Stay away. Also, stay away from people who are mocking your walk with Christ. That is one major distraction. They will distract you and criticize every move you make. And before you know it, you become so conscious of this walk. You begin to reduce your efforts. You begin to try not to do too much. And that's wrong. The Bible says that stay away and pray. You know, he doesn't say judge them because we can't. We're not to judge. He doesn't say stay away because, you know, you have to judge them and all. No, he says because it's only a matter of time before you start acting like them and doing that. So that's why the Bible advises that such situations, you just stay away and just pray, because that's like the only thing you can do for them. Praying as a Christian is very important. You know, you need to learn to know the word for yourself. Stop listening to only what your pastors or your parents say. Study the Bible. Your pastor's words are important, yeah? But you need to learn the word of God for yourself. You may be saved, but does he really know you? Do you really know him? That should be the most important. Like, even James says it in James 4:8. He says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Like, you need to cleanse your hands. Like, cleanse your heart. Purify it. Because when you draw near to God, he's going to draw near to you. Like, there are no two ways about it. James lets us know that if you take a step towards him, he will take a step towards you. Like, the more you seek God and get to know him, the more clarity you get, the more understanding of the world you get. You know your purpose. God wouldn't leave you confused. He sent the Holy Spirit to be our guide, so do not be afraid. Don't be the Christian who can't be corrected. A godly person shouldn't be above corrections. Learn to take corrections. Don't be offended by it. Discipline is one of the most important things when serving God. Do not waste your breath gossiping about other people. Instead, use your words to bless others. You know, as Christians, we have to be kind. We need to be conscious. We need to know what we're doing is wrong. Because, sorry, I keep quoting Bible passages. I just like to like back up what I say with the scriptures, because most Christians, they say, how do you know this? How do you know that? If you really take out time to study the word of God, you will know that these are things that just have to be done because they are in the Bible. It's not like we just wake up one day, a pastor wakes up and just like makes these rules. He doesn't make the rules. They are in the Bible. Like in the Bible, in 1 Corinthians 13:14, God says that love is kind and patient. You know, love doesn't envy or boast. It's not arrogant or rude. Like love is kind. And also in Ephesians 4:32, it says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ forgave you. You know, we need to learn to let go. And as a new convert, you're going to have a lot of problem with this because you are used to actively replying every comment. You're used to actively replying every move, doing something back. So when someone offends you, your next line of action is like, you know, to strike back. But then as a Christian, you need to know when to just lay back and just pray for that person, you know. Just commit them into God's hand and just let it go. Forgive the person. Love. Be kind. Those are the rules, you know. Another thing that we need to know how to do is to be modest. Like, when I talk about modesty, yeah, I don't talk about modesty in the church. I talk about modesty out of the church because as Christians, we tend to carry this whole holy adult attitude when we're in the church and we don't implement them into our daily life experiences. Like the Bible says that whatever is in your heart will manifest. So most times when Christians exhibit all this, I just laugh because it's always been in their heart all along. They just didn't, you know, it just didn't come out. So now that this thing has stayed in your heart for so long, it's itching to come out, and that's when you start to exhibit all the characters. You start to misbehave, you know, you start to do all kinds of things. That's why we are to guard our hearts from all evil thoughts. You know, if you feel as a lady to attract a man, you have to wear skimpy things. It's only a matter of time before you start wearing skimpy things. Like, when God is working on your heart, it's going to show from the inside out. And that's one thing you need to understand as a new convert. You know, let the Holy Spirit guide you, because there's going to be a whole lot of changing. It's a lot of change happening. You know, you're studying the Bible more, you're praying more. Of course, the deeper understanding. So you need to let what is in your heart, the work that God is constructing in your heart, you need to let it come out, you know. Let that love show. Let that growth show. Don't just act with your human mind. Have a purpose for going to church, new converts. Don't go to church and be like, I want to go see fine girls, I want to go see fine boys. Like, have a purpose. You know, we go to church to praise God and hear His word. Stay focused on that goal. Focus is very important as a new convert because it is only a matter of time before the devil finds a way to strike at you and make you lose your focus. So you need to keep reminding yourself, why am I here in the first place? Why did I do this? Why am I dedicating my life to God? What do I seek to aim? What's my aim? What's my goal? You need to keep reminding yourself. You need to remember. You need to study the word of God for yourself. Take our time to read your Bible, listen to messages, worship songs. Christianity is not a religion, it is a lifestyle. You know, let the glory of God reflect around you. I don't have a perception about how Christians should behave, because whatever I do, I always, you know, I make sure that it's what the Bible wants us to do. But then if you study your Bible, you will know that living a godly life is key. You know, you can put a Bible verse on your bio. You can put a Bible verse on your bio, but if you're not really living the lifestyle, if you're not really giving your all to serving God, it's just a facade, you know. It's just a facade. Like, remember, God sees your heart. He sees your heart. I'm feeling a bit emotional because I remember how much of a struggle it was when I first started my walk, you know. I struggled so much with, was I doing the right thing? Was I doing the wrong thing? And then one day, the Holy Spirit said, why are you asking yourself all these questions? Study the word of God, and you would feel it in your heart if what you're doing is wrong or if it's right. As I am right now, if I want to make a decision and there's a hesitation in my spirit, I don't do it. when I want to do something, I take my time. I ask the Holy Spirit to guide me, and He will guide you. Lastly, community. That's the most important thing. Do not forsake yourself. Like, do not forsake yourself. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. You know, you have to be involved in your local church. I know that because of the whole COVID-19, a lot of people are not going to churches. So it might be hard implementing this, but then there are online communities, you know. There are groups, there are Facebook groups, there are WhatsApp groups, Instagram groups. Be involved in those ones. Like, the kingdom of God is big enough for all of us. He has given us unique gifts. God has given us unique gifts, and you need to share with others. I know that some of us may have had it bad with churches and leaders. Like, I meet people who've had bad church experience, but that shouldn't be an excuse to avoid the body of Christ. Don't allow the bad examples push you away from the true church, you know. Stay connected to one another. Find a way. I belong to a Bible study team, and I do this because of accountabilities. You know, sometimes things happen in life and it's very easy to lose focus. So this group, why I really like being a part of this group is that there's always a daily reminder. So even if I fail to meet up on my own end, this group serves as a reminder. Like, they tell you, have you studied your Bible? They give us Bible verses to, you know, study. And it's an additional blessing to me, because after I'm done with what I have to do, I go back and there's more, you know. It just helps you, you know. Finally, amidst all this that I have said, you have to trust God. Like, trust Him wholeheartedly. You have to trust Him even when you don't understand what is going on. Trust Him at all times. Faith is what keeps us growing consistently in all aspects of our lives. And you need to understand that you can have all these things if you want to grow spiritually with Christ. You know, we can't afford to neglect our walk with God. Like, do not give it a chance. The devil is seeking for whom to devour. So just a little, the devil says, a little sleep, a little slumber, just a little, and He comes in. So you have to guard your heart, you know. Guard it so hard. I'm really so glad. I'm really glad if you took our time to listen to this podcast to the end. I want to tell you thank you, fam. You know, I want to see people saved, and I want to use my podcast to set people on an intentional walk with Christ, and I believe that it will happen. You know, I told you guys in the previous episode that when I first started my podcast, it was just like, you know, just do something. But starting this podcast and getting to know God, there's now a purpose for me, and I'm not gonna rest till I fulfill that purpose in life. Like, I don't want to live this life and when God asks me, Chisom, what did you do for me, and I'm stuck. No, I want to be able to tell God that I want souls for Him. I preach to people, you know. I live an exemplary life as a Christ follower. I'm praying for you all, and I know that whatever you're going through, God is in control. Trust Him and He won't disappoint you. He will not. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, guys. Also, I forgot to announce that Keeping It Real with Somi is now official on social media. So we have our official pages. We have the Facebook group that's going to come up soon. We're going to have a group, you know, where all our members could be in the group together. We have the Twitter, we have the Instagram, and then we also have our email subscription where I send you guys weekly diaries, and oh my God, it's amazing. You could check us out on social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, at Keeping It Real with Somi. It's _ Keeping It Real with Somi. So let's give it all our love, support, guys. Let's go follow, give it a shout out, you know, like all the pictures, comment. Let's give it our all, guys. Let's grow this community. Let's grow this family. Let's build it up, you know. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, guys. I expect testimonies soon. You could leave a review, a message, whatever. I would listen and I would reply, okay? Thank you, brothers and sisters. Thank you. Have a blessed day, guys. I love you.